Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Welcome to this altar daily. One is either in the secret place with God or in the secret court with the world. No neutral ground as far as God is concerned. We in the TPGF family and Turning Point listeners have chosen God Almighty as our secret place. Therefore, let the first thing to engage daily is listening to Turning Point to receive the prayers and also to pray to God. Use the Turning Point prayer booklet to also do a short Bible study, pray the prayers, and follow the guideline of reading the entire Bible through in 1 year. If you subscribe online with a token, it shall be sent to your phone for daily engagement. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now if you have not already done so. Then welcome also to Wednesday, the 24th day in April 2024. Please open your hand to receive what God has sent across our way today and be responding with amen. I receive it. You shall flourish and blossom like the palm tree. You shall not wither, no matter the weather. I see new opportunities coming your way and your children's way this day. You are a jewel in God's hand, a treasure of inestimable value. God places a very high premium on you. You will not miss it in life, and you will not miss your place in God. You are a gift to this generation. No matter where you are, and no matter what you look like, and no matter what you are passing through now, it does not change your status and your stand before God Almighty. You are blessed. You are redeemed. You are covered by God's grace. You are honored. You are special to God. Whatever is not going well or right with you now shall soon be made right. What is in short supply now shall soon be in abundance. Wow, I see the word abundance boldly written and pasted on you. Though invisible, but real. This is so strong in my spirit today. I want us to do this. It's a prophetic action. If you cannot do it where you are presently, still receive the prayer, but do so when you can and play back the message then. Write the word abundance in capital letter. Write it 7 times and sign under it or beneath it 7 times also. Paste it, pin it, or put it where you can see it daily, either on your table, beside your bed, or the backside of your room door, where you can see it, your notice board in the office, or on your car dashboard. Ladies, maybe on your bag. Put it where you will see it. And as you see it daily, say in your mind, abundance, abundance, abundance. The Bible says, as a man or a woman thinks in his or her heart, so he is, so she is. I prophesy, may abundance in all good things become your middle name from today. No more scarcity, no more lack, and no more dryness in everyone's lives. Say amen, amen, and amen. So shall it be. Help, assistance, support, money, wealth, and resources shall flow to you in abundance naturally from today. April 24th celebrant, your birthday prayers. You are blessed. You are divinely covered. You shall live long and live well. The rest of your life shall be full of sweet testimonies. Say amen, I receive it. Happy birthday. Welcome to the third day of intensive, effective, and passionate prayers using scriptures. It is your prayer. I'm only leading you to say it. So make it personal and intentional. Let's start with Psalm 92 verse 12 today. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. It shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Pray with intensity and pray like this. Put your right hand on your chest or on your heart and say, in Jesus' name, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I am God's palm tree. I shall flourish and I will blossom. The palm tree does not break, no matter the wind that blows. No matter what is happening around me, I remain unbroken. I shall not break. I shall not fall. I shall not be uprooted, no matter the storm. The palm tree is tall and strong. I shall not be short, and nothing will cut me short in life. I shall not break. I shall not be weak. I am strong in my spirit. I'm strong in my body. I'm strong in my character. I shall be like the palm tree. I shall be fruitful and live to be old like the palm tree. In Jesus' name, say amen. Yes, the divine strength of the palm tree also become yours. Next, we are praying with Job 33 verse 4. The Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty has given me life. Place your right hand on your chest one more time and pray this prayer. Say, I have the Spirit of God in me. I have the life of God all over me. The breath of the Almighty is in me. My body receive the life of God. My bones and my marrow, my joints and every cell in my body receive the life of God. Function normally in Jesus' name. Say amen. Yes, you have just prayed a very powerful prayer. It shall be so. You will be made whole. Next, let's pray with Obadiah, chapter 1, verse 17. But upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. Now pray this prayer seriously. This particular prayer, pray it with all your strength. It is the prayer that must be answered. It's a prayer for deliverance and for possessing your possession. Say, I am delivered from all evil forces. My life is delivered. My home is delivered. My children are delivered. My career, my job and business outfit, my ministry, you are all delivered. My destiny, you are delivered from the usurpers, from principalities and powers, from rulers of darkness of this world, and from spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. I am delivered. All wicked spirits in the atmosphere, in my environment, where I live and walk, among the people I dwell, my life is covered by God's presence. By the grace of God, I shall possess my possession. I shall not work for another person to eat. I will not labor for someone else to be favored. Every good thing that belongs to me and my children in someone else's possession be released to us now in Jesus' name. Say amen. Yes, you shall have testimonies on these very prayers. Let's take one more today. Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 7. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over you with joy. He will rest in his love, and he will joy over you with singing. This is the prayer. Pray with zeal. Say, the Lord God Almighty is with me. I am saved and protected. I will live the rest of my life rejoicing. I will joy in the power of the Holy Ghost. I will rest in God's love and grace over me. My peace shall not be disturbed. Singing and dancing shall be the trademark of my life and family. We shall have no cause to sorrow or to mourn. I am God's favored child. Lions shall fall on me in pleasant places. I shall enjoy a goodly heritage in Jesus' name. Everyone say amen. I receive it. Yes, receive it. Today's prayers shall bring you great and sweet testimonies. Right? Please forward this to all on your contact. Let them also listen and pray the prayers. They shall experience God's mercies as well. As announced yesterday, today is the Prayer Mountain service in our Abuja Center, 12 to 2 p.m. at Living Spring Chapel Kado Life Camp after the fish market. Telephone numbers to engage for more inquiry: 0806-133-2800. Tomorrow is the Prayer Mountain service in Ikeja, Lagos. TPGF members and all Turning Point listeners in and around Lagos, don't miss the Prayer Mountain in Ikeja tomorrow. Two services will run as usual: 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. is the second service. Prayer focus this week on Prayer Mountain, both in Abuja and all other places, is deliverance from satanic oppression. Come and have your life, spirit, soul, and body, your family, children, business, career, your finances, and all deliver from satanic affliction and oppression. Come, arrive early, so you shall be given an anointed mantle for praying and doing miracle free. Bring things to represent things and let the power of God impact on them. Same two services shall hold simultaneously in Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, Uyo, Akwa Ibom State centers. All those that live in these cities, locate our centers there. It shall be live streamed to the whole world, so connect from wherever you are. For more information, SMS, send a chat, or make a call to Dupe on 0806-478-8392. Start doing so now. The first No More Delay service this year will come up at Dominion City, Ibadan, on Wednesday, May 1, 2024, from 8 a.m. Wednesday, May 1 is a public holiday in Nigeria, Workers on Labor's Day. It shall be live streamed to all Living Spring Chapel centers in Ikeja, Lagos, Abuja, Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Uyo, Port Harcourt, and all the other centers. Please gather in the church hall and invite so many people to be blessed. Everybody across the world, connect to it online. Wednesday, May 1, the first No More Delay service this year. The second one will be June 12th, and that will be from Goshen Land, Lagos. Do not compromise your tithing and your seed sowing. They are what we owe God for the increase and expansion of His kingdom, and they are the covenant practices we will do for as long as we live. Do it with joy, with faith, and with commitment. Don't let it be difficult for you to pay your tithes, personal tithe, and your business profit tithe. Do so today and see the mercy of God. I speak to everyone's life. You will see the grace of God like you have never seen it before. God is shifting your level. He's taking you higher. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.